Three candidates running for Idaho governor squared off in the final debate of their race last night. The forum, hosted by Idaho Public Television, featured incumbent Republican Butch Otter, Democrat A.J. Belukoff, and Libertarian John Bujak. Scott Graff has this recap.
Belukoff began the hour and a half back and forth by introducing himself as a successful businessman and longtime Boise school trustee. Otter touted his administration's fiscal responsibility, and Bujak attempted to paint himself as an alternative candidate who would change the way Idaho government works. By the end of the forum, the three had touched on Idaho's economy, school funding, the state of its roads and bridges, a prison scandal, and more. On education, Belukoff again told voters Idaho needs to send more money to public schools. Otter blamed the drop in school spending during his tenure on falling property values during the recession. Bujak says Idaho needs to cut school administrator positions to free up education money. At one point, Belukoff attacked Otter on Idaho's wages. The governor acknowledged data that shows Idaho has a high percentage of people earning minimum wage compared to other states, but said that household incomes rank higher. Otter then connected wages to Idaho's family values.
The whole family looks at their position, and they all work to improve that position. I was raised in a family of 9 kids, and there were a lot of jobs that I went out and worked at the minimum wage. And as a result of that, what happened to the household income?
When given the chance to respond, Belukoff did so sarcastically.
Yeah, Governor Otter, are you recommending that parents put their kids to work to make ends meet? Is that the economic plan?
Bujak says Idaho should grow its economy by focusing on small businesses instead of granting big companies tax breaks to bring jobs to the state. It was a dig aimed at Otter's administration. Late in the evening, then, the discussion turned to social issues. Otter said if Idaho lawmakers pass a bill that bans discrimination based on sexual orientation, he would sign it. But he defended again his fight against same-sex marriage. Belukoff said Otter's dug-in stance is reminiscent of Southern politicians who stood in the way of desegregation decades ago. Bujak said Otter's fight has been a waste of taxpayer money.
At this point, you know, the ship has sailed. You're not going to win that battle in the federal courts. You might as well start arguing about interracial marriage in Idaho at this point. It's just throwing good money after bad in the courts.
Some political experts have said if enough voters cast ballots in favor of Bujak, it could ultimately decide the outcome of next week's race. For KBSX News, I'm Scott Graff.